What's up, everyone? It's Kika Wise. I'm your host of The Scale. Yes, we've changed the name. We're focusing on conversations about how to scale your business, and we're also talking about franchising. So if you're looking to take your business from zero to millions and beyond and grow nationally, this show is for you. Tap in. We're doing a live Q&A. Today. My name's Kika. I started Kika Stretch Studios 13 years ago. I started with $500 and built the brand into a national brand, multiple locations across the country. And I'm also the founder of Black Box Franchising. We help turn small businesses into franchises. And most importantly, we help small business owners create generational wealth that will last from generation to generation. So if you're looking to build a brand, if you're looking to build something strong that will last, if you're looking to create something that will go on beyond your life, this is the show for you. Okay. So tonight we're doing a live Q&A. So if you're looking to scale your business, if you're looking for answers onto how, you know, you can scale your business nationally, this show is for you. So let's start with the questions. Let's go. Put your questions. I'm going to try to answer as many as possible for reference. Yes, Kika Stretch Studios was able to grow from $500 into a national brand. I help small businesses create brands, and I'm teaching you tonight how to do the same thing. So all those questions you've ever wanted to know about business, about franchising, about anything, now is the time to ask. We're going to hit all the questions as much as we can. Ask your questions, how to scale, how to franchise. When you start, put the questions in the comments. And if you're watching this later, no problem. Put your questions in the comments and we'll get back to it. So ask the questions in the comment section right now. And I'm going to try to get to all of them. Questions about scaling your business, questions about franchising. Let me tell you why I thought this was important. Now, most small business owners don't know how to scale. Put your questions in and I'll get to them as soon as they start popping in. Most small business owners or most people want to start a business, but they don't know how to scale. They don't even know what scaling is. Most people don't even know what their net profit is. Most people don't know how to have money in their business. They're pulling in all this money, but they never see it. So today we're going to break down how you can see it. Any questions you have about scaling, about franchising, all those questions you've ever wanted to ask, today is the day to ask them, okay? Next week, I will be in a foreign country. I don't think I will be live, but I will be live on Instagram. Follow me, Kika, I am. You see it in the corner, and I'll bring you with me overseas. My friend, which you'll see who it was, hit me up and said, do you want to go to X on Monday? And I said, sure. So I'll be in a foreign country. This is the freedom that entrepreneurship has given me. And I want you all to experience the same levels of freedom because you can. And that's why I do this show, teaching you how to find freedom in small business. So all you have to do, pop your questions in the comments about scaling, about franchising, and I'll answer them. Okay, so how I want to start my business. Where should I start? I want to do it on YouTube. What type of business is it? Let me know in the comments. What is the best marketing strategy? We've spent a lot on ads with little return. There's a great book called, what is it called? What is it called? Guerrilla Marketing, okay? It's called Guerrilla Marketing. This book will teach you how to market your business with $0, $5, $10, $20, whatever you have. It'll teach you how to grow your business from nothing to something. It's called it's called Guerrilla Marketing. Write it down and purchase it. It will teach you how to market your business from scratch, okay? I want to start a business, only have $500 to start up, but have no idea how to start with a brand. Maybe a franchise would be a good start. Help. What type of business do you want to open? Be as specific as possible for this live Q&A scaling franchise conversation so I can be tremendously helpful. I can only be helpful if I have a lot of detail. So please, please, please be as detailed as possible. Okay. How do I start a business or even choose one? So How do you start a business? You start with a strategy. That's the first thing that you want to do. What is your strategy? Most people start a business and they just start with no plan. And they just start, I have this amount of money, let me just start a business. And then that's, it just goes to trash. You don't want to start a business without a strategy, okay? So start your business with a strategy. What is the strategy? Why are you even starting the business? Is a good question to ask. Why are you starting the business? What is the purpose? What is the whole meaning behind the business? And who are you serving with the business? And starting a business is not for everyone, okay? Instagram makes it look easy, but it's not easy. Starting a business is not for everyone, but I definitely recommend starting something on the side so that you can build your own economy. You have to be able to thrive off of your own creations, if that makes sense. So the best thing to do to start a business is to think about what you're passionate about, think what you're naturally good at, attach the two, and do that as a business. Yes, for those who are just joining, live Q&A, franchising, scaling, any of your questions that you've always had, ask them and we'll go from there. These questions will be helpful to all those who are looking for answers. So even if you're just tuning in and you can't watch the live, you'll be able to benefit from the education that you'll get from the answers. Okay. What steps should we take to scale? What should be in place and in what order? So what steps should you take to scale? You should first have a strategy and plan, right? You should know who your customers are. Who are the people that you're selling to? Does that demographic even want to purchase what you have, right? Research. Once you have a proven product, service, that people are willing to pay for, now you have to keep your overhead as low as possible. If I could give you any pieces of advice, keep your overhead as low as possible so that when, as you scale, which means grow, you'll be able to make mistakes. You'll be able to, have a learning curve, have time to build without your business collapsing. So keep your expenses as low as possible. And then as you start to make money, keep it. Reinvest it, but don't spend it all on frivolous things that are not going to help add to your bottom line. Your bottom line is the numbers on the bottom that you're left with when you pay all your bills. So as you start your business, the whole focus should be on having as much money as possible left over after all your expenses, not just bringing in money. That's the thing that confuses people. It's not about how much money you make. It's about how much money you keep. So think about how much money you're keeping month after month. I have a mastermind group, Kika Brands. It's in the description. KikaBrands.com. If you want weekly mentorship, join my mastermind group. It's lit. We are growing brands. So you'll have weekly advice if you need more help. Okay. So keep your expenses low as possible. We're doing a live Q&A about business and scaling. This is free. Drop all your questions. I'm going to try to get to all of them. My name's Kika Wise. I built a national brand with $500. I learned so much. I turned it into a franchise. Now I help small businesses do the same thing. So if you need questions answered, now is the time. My website, KikaBrands.com. KikaBrands.com. Okay. Let's get to it. What's your thoughts on binary options trading? Do you know anyone who has made good money on it? Yeah, I've known someone who has made, a lot of people who have made good money. It's a good strategy. I want to start an energy healing business, but not sure what to start with. Not much money to spare. Okay, so the theme is not having enough money to spare. So what do we do if we don't have enough money to spare? I started my entire brand with $500. What did I do? I used the $500. Half of it went to renting a space that was like 100 and something a month. It was like a little suite. And then I created brochures and I passed them out. What you have to do to keep your overhead low initially is to do much of the work yourself. You can do this while you're still employed somewhere else. Keep your overhead as low as possible by doing a lot of the manual work yourself until it starts to pay off. As you start making money, save. And now you can bring on a specialist to help you with the things that you need. Is having a brand symbol important for products? Yes. Oh, thank you for saying this, Dave Dalling. Okay. So I built a brand. I learned everything the hard way, first generation brand creator, wealth creator, all that. I learned so many things. I went through some really crazy situations and I survived and I'm here and I'm teaching. Okay. So one of the things I've noticed is that many businesses never have a trademark, don't have a trademark, don't have a name that's registered with the USPTO. Now, if your name is not trademarked, you don't own your brand. So that's number one. Okay. If you join my mastermind group, we'll be able to help you trademark for as low as $50. Okay. This is what we do. In my business group, we help people turn into brands. So trademarking is a part of ownership that most people never truly understand. So people say, I have this business. I do this. I do this. Is it trademarked? No, you don't own it. Okay. So that's number one. Yes. You need to trademark your symbol, your brand, your tagline. Sorry. My website, someone said it's kikabrands.com. Okay. So how do I, okay, perfect. Auto detailing is a perfect business because you can do this mobily. Okay. For those who are just joining, we're doing a live Q&A. This is the time to ask me your questions about scaling your business, business franchising, free advice coming from me. This is just my opinion. I don't, you know, do your research, but I'm giving out the gems. So if you have questions, drop them in the comments. I'm scrolling through them. You want to have businesses that are as mobile as possible, that don't require heavy overhead, i.e. a big storefront that costs too much money. So if you're able to start a business from home or do something mobily, that's the move to make in 2024 because you don't want your overhead to be high because it will demolish you. Okay. Keep your overhead low. When you start a franchise, do you lease the building to a person or are they responsible for finding the building? They are responsible. So you are responsible for helping them find a location that will thrive, but they are responsible for signing the lease and paying for the rent. I've been some reaches. I want to franchise my online. What's up, Lunatic? Ah! Keek blackboxfranchising.com. Blackboxfranchising.com is where you want to go to franchise your business for as low as $30 a day. Okay. When looking at funding, is it more beneficial to go for the government funding or individual investors? You ready for the gym? Who's here? Put some fire in the chat because I don't even know if I should give y'all this gym. It's a big gym. So y'all got to motivate me because, you know, I like spreading the word, but I need some motivation. Okay. So put some fire in the chat and I'm about to blow your mind. This is the type of information I give to my group, kikabrands.com. Now put some fire in the chat. Let me see a little bit more. I'm about to give you a gem. Okay. Somebody says something about government funding. Okay. Go to googlealerts.com. Let me drink my water. Googlealerts.com. Okay. And you're going to put whatever your industry is, whatever the thing is you're looking for funding. Maybe it's beauty grants, wellness grants, whatever it is, put that as a Google alert and press save. So now what's going to happen is every day when there's an article about a new grant, it is going to go into your inbox. So you will be alerted as soon as all of the grants are announced. I'm not going to say it again, okay? So that's how you can find government funding as soon as it comes out so you can apply and have the best opportunity to receive it. Gems, nothing but gems. Put some fire in the chat. I would say, in my personal opinion, you want to look for individual investors once you know enough about the basics of business so you can protect yourself. Once you can hire an attorney to help you review contracts that a potential investor would give you, don't accept individual investments until you can hire a good lawyer who can help you protect yourself. Because if you try to sign up, read the contract and sign yourself up for something you don't understand, it can come, you know, bite you in the, you know what. Can you touch on marketing in the beginning of building your brand? What are the key steps? The key steps to marketing, I would say, are to know who your customer avatar is. Who are you selling to? And do they want what you're selling? So you have to do a lot of market research to understand if what you're selling is something that people want. It sounds like duh, but so many people are selling things that nobody cares about or not enough to build a strong brand from it. So if you're doing something that is like kind of optional and people don't see the value in it, then you need to do a little bit more research so that you can develop a product or service that people see value in. So that's the best way to do business. Find things that are of value and create a business around it. And then if you have an existing business that doesn't have too much value, find a way to put value in it, because what you're selling is the value, not the product, not the service. Auto detailing is amazing because it's mobile. So if you can do that, keep going. I paid thousands to a trademark lawyer. Let me tell you something. So did I. I'm Kika Wise. I started a brand with $500 13 years ago. I fired myself. I retired from working for other people for the past 13 years. I've worked for myself. I pay my own, cut my own checks. I've learned so much, and that's why I'm so thankful. Shout out to Billy. Shout out to Liz for allowing me on this channel, because I'm able to teach. I'm able to share the knowledge of so much that I've learned over the years, okay? I spent thousands on attorneys, thousands, this, that. And much of it was a waste of money, and oftentimes it is. It's all about having the proper resources. So if you go to KikaBrands.com, it's in the description of this channel, Kika Brands. I share all of my resources. All of them, including my trademark attorney that only charges, you know, a certain amount of money. Okay. So definitely join, become a part of that, and I'll give you access to all my resources, including virtual managers who can manage your whole business for $3. Okay. So yes, please join. Hope to see you. Is knowing how to find good employees important when scaling up a business? Yes. For those who are just joining, we are doing a live Q&A to celebrate the new show. I have to change the logo, description, all that. It's called The Scale. We're talking about how to build wealth through business, okay? How to build generational wealth. And what does that mean? Having a business that benefits more than one generation, okay? That's what we're talking about. That's what we're helping people do, okay? So, yes, you have to know how to find good employees. And the definition of good is relative. For me, good, finding a good employee is finding someone who is willing to commit to your mission and feels honored. You can say, I'm hiring someone, they should feel honored, I'm doing this, they should be appreciative. But if they don't feel like that, they're going to quit. So you have to find what your offer is, who it's beneficial for. If you're trying to pay somebody $9 an hour to do all this work, why would they do it? So you have to kind of create a situation that's unique for people that allows them to thrive within a certain, you know, mean, if that makes sense. Do you review and give constructive criticism to brands about? Yes, I do. Join my group. We talk about it every single week. KikaBrands.com. As a man running his own funeral home, I will say the key I find is to focus on treating people as you would wish to be treated. You'll never go wrong. Facts. For those just tapping in, we're doing a live Q&A. If I know you and you're watching this, don't be shy. You know, that ego is what restricts so many people from growing. I don't care if I know you, if I've known you for years. Like, you've seen the journey. Ask your questions. That's how we grow. In this episode, I'm answering all the questions. So if you've always wanted to ask someone or get advice about something, now's the time to do it. Because next week, we're going to have a guest. Oh, no, next week, I'll be out of the country, but I'll be live streaming so you can see it. The benefit of entrepreneurship, not having to be locked down in one country, traveling and working at the same time. Okay? So, yes, you have to do right by people. You'll never go wrong, for sure. Oh, I see all the fire. Thank you. Yes. Oh, you guys are so great. Thank you for took the advice and got the help. Work is way less stressful now. Got my help and mentor. Amazing. You're so welcome. What do you think about licensing? Have you heard of Black Unicorn? No. What is Black Unicorn? Vote for Kika. Go to forbiddenknowledge.com. Go to the description of this video as well. Vote for me, forbiddenknowledge.com. Second annual Conscious Awards. I have been nominated to be the Entrepreneur of the Year. Please give me some digital currency. Vote for me. Yes, you do have to vote for all the other people, but you should. Vote for me, Entrepreneur of the Year, forbiddenknowledge.com. Would the $3 managers also help with families' budget to get their biz going? So I have a financial person that can help with the family budget. Yes. Budgeting is key. Okay. Have you ever heard someone say, I don't make enough. I have to find money. I don't make enough money. You're not the mint. You don't make money. The money is already out here. You have to find creative ways to get more to add to what you have. It's not about making money. It's about strategy, which is what I always say. So the best way to get started is to work on your budget so you don't require as much money to live. At one point in my career, when I started making money in my 20s, I was like buying anything, buying everything. Oh my God, buy. My overhead was so high. My mentor, when I first started, said, keep your overhead low. But after a while, you know, you start, you know, filling yourself a little bit. As soon as my overhead got high, I felt like I was drowning. So I want to remind you all to keep your overhead low. Really declare what your budget is and stick to it. So when you make more money, it stays. It's not about making more. It's about keeping more. Okay. So thank you so much. Best way to get funding for a restaurant startup. Well, guess what? I have access to funding. So there's no link. Send me a DM on Instagram and I'll send you the link. Kika I am on Instagram and I'll send you the link. Thank you so much. All right. More questions about business franchising. Please ask as many questions as you have. This is a live show. This is your chance to ask business questions about scaling, about franchising. If you're watching this later on, I will go back and answer the questions. Okay. I'm Kika Wise. I started a brand with $500, built it into a national company, started it right before COVID, and then just grew from there. So now I have Black Box Franchising CEO, helping small businesses create generational wealth that lasts, period. Are there some good business grants to go after? Yes, go to googlealerts.com and whatever your business is, put that in and put grants, press enter. And every single day, if there is a news alert about a grant that is coming out in your specific industry, you will get the email so you can apply before anyone else does, or, you know, at the same time, as soon as it's announced. What's your product, Kane? I have a very good product, but getting it in people's mouths is the hard part. What businesses are you guys running? What questions do you have? You know, I'll say this. Right now, since COVID has happened, more than 50% of small businesses have closed. Everybody's out here trying to do, you know, their own thing. They're keeping their struggles private and they are crashing. It takes a community, right? And this is a part of the community. And this is why I do shows like this, because I want you to have a realistic perspective on what it takes to build a brand and what it takes to build a business. It is a whole process. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes years and sometimes decades. Hello. Best marketing strategies. I suggested a book called Guerrilla Marketing. Guerrilla Marketing, and it teaches you how to basically market your business from like $0 to a lot of dollars. So what do I think about licensing? Short story. More of us small businesses need to get in the license space, because licensing is where the money resides, okay? We are usually people who purchase the license products or buy them and utilize them as consumers, but we don't own the license agreements. Okay? Do you guys know what a license agreement is? It gives someone the ability to use whatever the product or service is that you've created. You own it, and they're essentially renting it, okay? So when you think about, you know, T-Mobile license agreement, Comcast, I don't know where you guys live, cable, it's a license agreement. You ever see license agreement and you just sign it? Well, guess what? You are funding someone else's trust, which is fine. But what we're doing with this scale, with this show, with everything I talk about is teaching you how to fund your own trust using various strategies. So you need to be in the position of owning a license agreement and having other people sign it instead of you always signing it, being the consumer, buying everybody else's stuff. This is about building for generations to thrive, okay? There is a license that is out. This is so wild. I'm not going to talk in too much detail, but it's a license, right? It costs $85,000 a year to license. And I was approached. They want me to license it. I'm a little tempted, but it's $85,000 a year to not even own the product. You're just using it. So imagine if whatever you're doing is such a great idea. Oh my God, amazing. Imagine you created a license agreement and you sold the license to other people. And then the license was owned by the trust. And so every time someone does business with you and the profits come in, it goes to the trust. That's how you build wealth. Listen, if y'all didn't catch that, I don't know what to tell you. Watch the replay. The best way to donate, fund you, Kika. Oh, that's so nice. You can just vote for me on ForbiddenKnowledge.com, Entrepreneur of the Year. I know it's like, who's going to really, you know, go online? It takes effort, but I'm sitting here live with y'all. I got kids. I got a dog now, a little puppy, dinner that I haven't eaten yet. I'm putting in effort, and I want you to just give me a little digital currency and vote for me. Forbidden Knowledge, second annual Conscious Award. Entrepreneur of the Year. So that's how you can support me. I appreciate you asking. I'm saying, if you want to listen, I'll put my Cash App up if you really want Cash App, Kika. I am. People are like, why do you use Cash App? Because I don't really use any of those things, right? But I still have Cash App, so why not? But you can show me love. Go ahead. I'm not gonna stop you, Kika. I am. So basically, you need to get a licensing agreement for yourself because you're a product that you created. And if anybody copies you, you can sue them. Yes. To a degree. You have to protect yourself with trademarks. And sometimes copyrights, patents, whatever you're doing, you just have to find the right way to protect yourself. And it depends on what it is you're doing. So if you're just tapping in, please ask your questions about scaling, about franchising. I'm answering all the questions. Anything you've ever wondered, I'm answering it live. Let's go. And my wife have great ideas to start a business selling drinks like coffee sodas. Yeah, keep it mobile. Keep everything as mobile as possible. As you can see, the retail industry is collapsing. Certain things are needed to stay in retail. Other things are not. You see merging and acquisitions happening and all these things, people coming together, companies coming together. Hello, we have to follow these industry trends. We have to stop trying to do everything separate, stop trying to do the most. And, you know, let me do this. Listen, I thought I was Superwoman at one point. I was doing the most and I had to life had to be like, girl, slow down. Okay. Sometimes life is like, slow down and you better listen. Cause if you don't, it'll start slapping you in the face. But you see all these companies merging, acquisitions. Walmart is now, what did I see? I saw Cinnabon and like a Starbucks and all these companies coming together. You have to stay woke and see what other people are doing and kind of do the same thing. So mobile is where it's at. What is your take on MPOs and government grants? I'm starting a church with a chair. Oh, yes. Amazing. It's great. Government grants. I mean, you have to have your paperwork in order, which everyone should. If you need help, join my mastermind group, KikaBrands.com. I'll get you together. But government grants are the easy way to get funded. A lot of people utilize that to fund their businesses. Well, I make flavored pickles. Oh my God, that's such a great business. Pickles are very popular right now. You need influencers to, you know, eat the pickles and TikTokers to be like, oh, it's so good. Click the link in my bio. That's your move. That's your strategy. For those who are just tapping in, ask your questions about franchising, scaling. Listen, ask all your questions now. It takes a community, okay? I started my business with $500. I made a lot of money. I almost lost it all, and then I got it right back. So it takes a lot when you're the first to do something, and you shouldn't be hard on yourself. You shouldn't beat yourself up. You shouldn't say, why did this happen to me? If you look at all the great stories of those who have innovated, who have created, they have all struggled and gone through something, and this is a part of the process. So just because you made a mistake, just because you had to close a location, just because you had to close the business and start a new one, it does not mean that you are a failure. You're supposed to stop. That is why, you know, last week, I have my notes from last week. Why don't more people build brands? Because they quit at the business aspect. It gets hard. They start facing obstacles and they quit. If you quit, you'll never get to the point of creating a brand. And guess what? You can create one brand and it doesn't work out. And then you start another brand, it doesn't work out. And that third brand becomes a $1 billion business. You read the stories of all the greats. Read the stories of all the people that you respect who have started from the bottom and now they're here. It's not easy and it's not meant to be. The struggle is a part of the journey. So shout out to the struggle. Let's put some fire in the chat for the struggle, because that is a part of the process and it does not mean you are supposed to stop. Ooh, okay. Courtney! Hey, Anderson. No, my kids did. I know, I'm hungry. Jeez, can I talk about dinner? Thank you so much for saying that. Thank you so much for saying, Jacqueline, I'm going to win. Vote for me for Forbidden Knowledge, please. Conscious Awards, Entrepreneur of the Year. Yes, closing my store was the best decision. Kept the online moving. Yep, facts. Facts. We're asked, for those tapping in, ask all your scaling and franchising questions. We only have a short amount of time. Don't sit there and watch this and try to be cute. Ask your questions. You don't have to struggle. There's so much knowledge out here that you can tap into somebody else's struggle, somebody else's mistakes. Tap into it and learn and grow. Greetings from Trinidad. What's up? What's up? Yes, where can I vote for you again? Go to ForbiddenKnowledge.com. Second Annual Conscious Awards, Kika Wise Entrepreneur of the Year. The link is also in the description of this video. No man or woman is an island. Oh, wow. How much would you think a TikTok influencer would cost? It depends on the TikTok influencer. It really just depends. But it does work. So try to find one who has not reached the highest level of fame, a TikTok influencer on the come up, maybe somebody local who won't charge as much. I call them opportunities for patience now instead of challenges. Ooh, I love that. Opportunities for patience. Woo! Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. Oh my God. You can quit people. You can quit people, but you cannot quit your life vision. Some people can be difficult. Yeah, it takes a lot to build. We're talking about building brands, not businesses. I hate when people, I have a business. Everybody has a business. Everybody has an LLC. Everybody, come on. It takes a lot to build a brand. It requires so much of you, your struggle, your story, and this is why most people don't do it. Think about the major brands. You can probably name household brands on your hand. And all I'm saying is be a part of that journey. Be a part of that brand building story. You don't have to just build a business. You can create a brand. So this is not for people, you know, it's not for everyone, but I'm just speaking to those who want more. You can do this, okay? how can I learn about franchising? Go to blackboxfranchising.com and book a free call, and you'll learn is all the things. Franchising, something I wanted to speak about, is because when I started in the franchising industry, I was one of the only people who looked like me in the entire industry. And so in 2022, or actually, sorry, in 2020, I started helping small businesses turn into franchises as well, so there could be more diversity in the industry. Now there is. Put on a lot of people, Black Box Franchising, and basically we'll take your business and create it into a franchise. There is a process. You do need legal paperwork. We do all of that. And now you're able to sell your business over and over and over across the country. We have a partnership in the UK. So now you can take your business and you can sell it in the UK. You can become international, receive royalties every single month, and also collect upfront money, you know, each time you sell a franchise. But you have to be profitable, and you have to be able to teach people how to be profitable. So it's a whole journey. We'll assess your business. We'll let you know if you're good for franchising. But even if you're not ready to franchise, you need to go through the process. If you're a small business, if you're a self-proclaimed guru, but you don't know what your net profit is, you don't know what your profit margins are, you don't know what your burn rate is, you need to go through the Black Box Franchising process. So it's like education. It's like it can happen in as little as 3 months, and it teaches you everything you need to know about your business so it can be a business. Shout out to Black Box Franchising. I'm trying to start my own brand of motivational speaker. I have content and go live, but how can I start monetizing this? What do you speak about, King Raheem? Speak about things that people are... So who is your target market? Who are you speaking to? Why would they want to listen to what you have to say? Answer those questions. Speak about the things that they would want to hear that can help them. Helping people is definitely the key. If you speak it, not, I don't know, personal development. Oh, that's great. So share your story about your personal development story. How can you help people with their personal development? And then you can get paid to speak. You can get paid to do all these things. I'm actually speaking at an expo in Newark, New Jersey. So follow me on Instagram, Kika I Am, so you can tap into that. Because it all starts with your journey and your personal experience, and that'll lead into a lot. So just talk about things that people care about and that things that can help them. Then you'll get paid to speak. You can do endorsements. You can do all types of things. I want to trademark in China. Girl, you can and you should. That's what I'll say. Pete, there's so much that we can do globally. For those who watch Earn Your Leisure, shout out to Rashad and Troy. I spoke at InvestFest this past year about franchising. And they just posted from... They're in Africa. I'm not sure what part I didn't see, but they're like in Africa talking about InvestFest. We have to stop pigeonholing ourselves into just one country. We have to think globally. We can do so much globally. Why are we're like this? We need to be like this. Shout out to my girl. I'm not going to blow up your spot, but my girl hit me up like, hey, you want to go to X and X country on Monday? I'm like, had to figure some things out. I'm like, okay, so entrepreneurship allows you to do business anywhere. And that's so important. The levels of freedom of being able to travel and work and still have income and not being in one place is huge. So that's why I do this show. I want you guys to understand that you're not in a box. Your mind has put you in a box that you can break free of. There's sky is the limit. And they say that for a reason. Okay. Want you build a brand for mental and physical wellness pathway. Yep. Services support a life without. Yes, that can work. Yes, because what we're doing is you're helping people, you're helping them live their best life. The strategy is what's important. Listen, guys, we only have a few minutes. Any last minute questions? And if you're watching this just now, you want to rewind, watch it again, because we are answering lots of questions that can help you and help serve you. I freaking love you too, girl. I love you. We are answering questions. This show that I'm doing now is called The Scale. I will be bringing on amazing people who have scaled that we can all learn from. I'll be talking about franchising. You'll be hearing their stories. We have a partnership that we're doing with HBCU, Wall Street, and different brands. And we are talking wealth generation, not just tangible. People don't like money. People don't like currency. We're talking about knowledge. How about we speak about wealth as being knowledge? Hello. What are you going to do with the knowledge? You need to pass it on to your children, your children's children. And that's what we're going to do. Okay. So what's up? Thoughts on mobile food franchises? Listen, if you're thinking, I hope you saw the beginning of this when we were talking about the whole mobile thing. But if you're thinking about franchising a mobile food franchise, hit up Carolina Chicken and Waffles. Okay. Carolina Chicken and Waffles on Instagram. They may just have an offering sometime soon. Mobile is the way to go. Merging, acquisitions, and the people who are still trying to do things on their own, standalone to prove a purpose, are going to be knocked out this year and all of 2025. It is about partnerships and coming together. And I'm sorry it took us so long to understand the importance of partnerships and working together, but better late than never. But I need you guys to really understand how important that is. Yes, chicken and waffles, shout out. It's so important to do things together, okay? This is the last year of opportunity, I feel like. And then after this year, so franchising, blackboxfranchising.com. Go through this to teach yourself what a business truly is and how to build a brand. Build a brand, not a business. A brand is the soul of a business. So if you're building a business without a soul, it's artificial intelligence. Oh, I'm tapping into another level of consciousness right now. I'm hungry, you know, I've been doing my fast. So if you're building a business without a soul, what are you really building? Let's be for real. You have to build a brand. So if you need help, KikaBrands.com with an S, KikaBrands.com. Join my mastermind group. I'm sharing all my resources. I have an apartment in Mexico that we allow our members to stay at for like $400 for the whole month. All types of things, trademark attorneys. All types of things that you need. You'll have access to all those resources. KikaBrands.com. Sign up today and stop waiting. What are you waiting for? It's now or never. How can I word trade my savings? What do you mean? Yeah, bars, Teddy. It was deep. I can't even remember what I said. Can somebody quote me so I can take a picture of it and write it down? Please, somebody take a picture of it. Your brand is the soul of the business. If you didn't see last week's episode, we went off. I have to watch the replay because it was like, whew, we were preaching. Your brand is the soul of the business. So if you don't have a brand, you just have something that's like you don't even understand. Do you know about, if you have a business that is LLC, you must register with the first or get charged $500 a day. Yes, consult your CPA because you do have to register every year or else you get fined. You have, I think, until 2025 to get it all together. But I would say get it together ASAP because, yes, they are fining people if you don't register. So any questions, branding, scaling, please don't be shy. This is your opportunity. Get it together. If you're confused, if you don't know, ask questions. Hit me up. I'm a resource. We are all resources. We have to start sharing resources or else we're going to get squashed. Okay. Follow me on Instagram. I can't talk anymore. Instagram. Kika I am. And the reason I'm being so transparent for those who are just tapping in, ask your questions about scaling, about business. I'm answering all the questions. And if you're just watching this and you missed the live, I'm still going to try my best to answer all of them. It's important to go through things and also speak about it. Building a brand, what not to do, all these things. You have to keep your overhead low, low, on the low, low. That's why you see people getting rid of assets. Some of y'all see people closing stores and businesses and thinking that that's a sign of failure. No, that's a sign of being intelligent. Because sometimes, like especially during COVID, a lot of people took on more than they could bear. And now it's too much. Get rid of it so you can thrive and actually save money. So a lot of the stores closing is because they're saving money now. People filing for bankruptcy. Bankruptcy is not always a sad story. It's a good thing because now they're getting rid of some debt. So this, if I could say anything, this is the season for trimming and refining. Cut back on the things that you don't need and refine the things that you know you need to refine, that you know you have questions about, that you know you're kind of like, oh, I don't know if I'm doing it right. Instead of guessing and instead of doing things the wrong way, all you have to do is seek the knowledge. So shows like this, all the other shows on this channel, and also my mastermind group, KikaBrands.com, weekly accountability. I will be live from a different country next week. So if you're part of my mastermind group, KikaBrands.com, I'll be bringing you that into that experience, and it's going to be a whole thing. So don't do it alone. Don't think that you got it, because even myself on this level, having brands, scaling back, adding more, starting another company, building a whole nother brand, I still rely on other people. And now I bring in partners who are smart. Shout out to my partners. Hopefully you're watching this. I bring in other smart people to help me build because I'm smart enough to know that I can't do it alone. So don't think you can do everything on your own, because you can't. Does mailing your logo to yourself still work for trademarks or mailing your logo to yourself? What do you mean? Please explain. That sounds interesting. LA Waffles and Roscoe's are the best. That's so funny. Vote, vote, vote. Jacqueline, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Votes, please, y'all. I got kids. Let me see, 15 second rant. I have children that need to see their mother go across that stage at the Conscious Awards and accept that big award. So if y'all are like, oh, I don't feel like doing it, do it for my kids. Do it for the youngsters to see their mom go across that stage and accept that award for Entrepreneur of the Year, okay? Please, if you're watching this to this point and you see this, all you have to do is go to forbiddenknowledge.com. Okay? Go click on the top, Second Annual Conscious Awards. Entrepreneur of the Year. Kika Wise. Click, check. Yes, you have to vote for other people. Maybe you should know the other people. Courtney, Roderick, shout out to my people, okay? Vote for the other people. And if you don't know the other people, find out who the other people are and vote for them. But definitely vote for Kika Wise. My kids need to see me on the stage, and I will shout out all my supporters. I don't know all your names, but I will shout out all my supporters, and we'll all have a moment for it. Okay? It's not about us. It's about the kids. Thank you. Please. I've come this far along and see nothing to get. Wow. Unicorn. That's a lot of emojis. Okay. Thank you, Teddy. Thank you for your support. Thank you, Jacqueline, Miss Wilson, Eagle Umar, Lakshmi. Ooh, no way. I'm planning on retiring in Mexico. So am I. Listen, I appreciate all of you, all of you. I want to be a source of knowledge because I do know a lot, and I want to about business because I've learned so much over these past 13 years. I can help you so much just going in the right direction and preventing some of the mistakes that have been made. And that's the importance of having a mentor. So if you need a mentor, please hit me up, KikaBrands.com. The link is in the description. Join my mastermind group. We're teaching you how to retire from working for other people. 13 years in the making, and I think it's 14. I lost track. But I have not worked for anyone else. I've been working for myself, and the journey has been crazy, okay? Wild. Oftentimes, it's been really bad, but it's been also really good. Featured in the New York Times, all these things. Opened locations across the country, built a whole nother brand. And it's not easy, but this is how we learn, by other people's experience. So if you have any last minute questions, put them here, but definitely tap into KikaBrands.com. If you want to check out my franchise, it's called Kika Stretch Studios. If you need your business to turn into a franchise, blackboxfranchising.com, whole marketplace, elevation and learning. Yes. Go to forbiddenknowledge.com. The link is in the description of this video. Click second annual Conscious Awards. Click Kika Wise, Entrepreneur of the Year. Please, please, please. Any final questions? I want to hear from y'all. Shout out to all my people who are still running businesses, still elevating online, in store, who are still pouring themselves out as entrepreneurs, because that is not for the faint at heart. And the fact that we are all still here doing that means a lot, especially in today's economy. So shout out to, even to my dreamers, shout out to all my dreamers who are still not afraid to dream. So many people are afraid to dream. So many people just sit on the couch and are afraid to step out. So shout out to all of you. If no one ever said, I believe in you, I don't even have to know you to say that I believe in you, because everyone is capable. Say it with me. Everyone is capable. Say it again. I feel like I'm preaching, Looney. Everyone is capable. Only fear and obstacles stop you. And it doesn't mean you have to start big. Start small, because then you're able to start today. And that's what's important. So you are capable. You are worthy. Your mistakes are not your future. They are learning stepstones. How long did it take you to make a profit? So I started my business with $500. So it took me about 3 months to become profitable. And my mentor from the first day said, keep your overhead low. So I always did that. I got tripped up a little bit. Halfway through my journey, that almost took me out. But you know, you got it. Sometimes you got to play with life a little bit, and it kicks you in the like, oh, sorry. It's all about profitability is all about keeping your overhead low. Like, come on, don't buy all the trips, don't do all the things. Keep your money until you can really afford it. Everyone is capable and worthy. If I ever did it, anyone can do it. Yes. Yes. You're so welcome, Quantum Mechanic. Oh, I need a mechanic all the time. Of course. Okay. I'm going to get off. Y'all know where to find me, okay? I'm going to go on Instagram right now live so I can go live with a few of my friends really quick. Kika, I am. It's in the little green corner right there. You can't see my cursor, but it's right there. Wait, how do you do this? Right here. Kika, I am on Instagram. Follow me. I will take you on a journey next week. Oh, I can't even believe I just did this, but I booked a trip and I'm leaving the country. Follow my journey. It sounds crazy to even say, but I need it. My soul needs it. We out. So follow me right there. I'm going to go live. Did you write your own manual for your business? Yes. It took me years to write my manual because I did it slowly, and I did it so that I didn't know I was creating a manual when I first started. I was just like putting together paperwork. So it took me years, and I still have manuals that need to be refined over and over because it's a process, like I said. I've heard of that old before. Oh, no, I don't think that works anymore. You have to trademark it now. I got the trademark plug. Let me know. Yes, entrepreneurs should start using AI and ChatGPT. And Frederick, tell them, we do masterminds. We do classes for days. I could teach you how to leverage AI and ChatGPT to help create a million-dollar business. And yes, I have created million-dollar businesses using AI and ChatGPT for a fact. So if you need help with that, KikaBrands.com. Sign up. Don't be scared. You got this. Let's do it together. It's time to elevate. It's time to motivate. And yes, you can do it. Okay? You're so welcome. Thank you so much, Jacqueline. We're going to another country next week. I don't know if I'm going to go live. But follow me. Follow me into the journey. Okay? I appreciate all of you. I am going to go live on Instagram, Kika I Am, if you want to tap in. All right? Follow me so you can stay up to par. Okay? Love you all. Thank you so much. I will see you soon. Please like this video, share it, and please subscribe. Okay? So you get notified every time I go live. I'm going to go live in another country. I'm not going to tell you. Only my followers on Instagram and my little mastermind group from KikaBrands.com will know the destination. So tap in and see how you can break free from the restrictions. I can't talk. Restrictions that your mind has created. Love you all. Vote for me. Kika Wise, Forbidden Knowledge, Second Conscious Awards. Let's go. Put some fire in the chat for all of us. For all of us, okay? Because we're all winners, all right? I appreciate all of you. Tap into Instagram for a few minutes if you can right now. All right. Love you all. Please like and subscribe. See you soon. Bye.